Hey friends, today I'm going to be a bit more vulnerable than I normally do with the intention that I'm sharing this so there's something meaningful here for you. And I will share a fear of mine that has resurfaced and a metaphor that I came across that has been quite profound. And so I thought I would share that with you. So I have been committing the majority of my time and energy towards my soulful healing practice of holding space for others and really being of service to them as they navigate their journey and their through life and their way of life. And the fear of failure has come up for me. And while I'm embarrassed to talk about it, I imagine everyone has some fear of failure at some point of their life. And so this failure is more of this concern that stepping into this work isn't going to play out in a way that is supporting my family to live where we live and do what we do. And I may have to resort back to committing entirely to my business consulting practice, which many of you know that is something I did wholeheartedly in a past life. And I still do today with a select few clients. And so I say that because it feels like a failure for me because that work, the grind of that work and the hustle of that work was just unfulfilling for me, particularly when working with individuals that were just, you know, in the trenches of, you know, the daily grind for them. And so I realized that this fear really came up in my, as my rigid patterning, and that can kick off all sorts of beliefs of, it has to be this or that, or right or wrong, or correct or incorrect. And that's not how this works. And I know this. I have a couple clients I'm working with now on the consulting side with some projects they have, as well as holding space for my client practice. And so there was this sort of realization that my intellectual mind is really what, you know, sent me spiraling and kicked up this fear again, the fear of failure. And so I was sharing this with some friends that I just really trust and admire and hold space for me. And one of them had shared this analogy of the clutch and your gas pedal in a manual car, a manual transmission car. And I realized that this metaphor just really sort of opened up some things in a really unexpected way. And that's what I'm going to share with you. So I started to sit with, what is my clutch these days? And so in addition to the fear of failure, I started to see it's also that need to do things perfectly. And even though I know no one cares that it's done perfectly, there's just this drive to get it done perfectly. And also my tendency to have things work out linearly so that this needs to happen before I can do this. And then that can happen after these things happen. And so that becomes my clutch and slows me down. And even my fear of judgment becomes a clutch and oftentimes gets in the way. So as I say these things, I can see that these are all times when I get stuck in this patterning and it becomes my clutch and it slows me down and it slows my efforts in moving forward to a crawl at times. Or even a standstill, forget the crawl, that I might just get myself so worked up that I'm just at a standstill. So then I started to sit with, well, what would it look like if I let off the clutch? And, you know, what, how can I start to move smoothly forward and maybe even eventually to accelerate? And so I started to just hold that thought. And here's what came up for me. And again, I'm sharing these with the spirit of there's something here that's going to really resonate for you around this metaphor that you can use to help you bridge your inner and outer worlds. So when I look at, you know, what would it look like if I let off my clutch and that patterning, that rigid patterning I tend to fall into, I started to realize, well, that would be, I completely trust my own inner wisdom. I stop looking externally. It would also be just accessing my own heart and intuition and relying on that regularly and not just in desperate situations. And also just softening my view of the horizon and really see the entire picture instead of really crisp objects in the picture. And then that got me thinking of if I just even looked further up at my North Star and not be attached to whatever outcome might be kind of orbiting me, but instead just having that direction, that true north for me, would really allow me to let the clutch out so I can move forward. And while I just sat with all of that, I started to appreciate that the clutch is there to actually help me to slow down and yield, if you will, when things start to get squirrely, when I get in that pattern and I start spiraling and my perfectionism and my fears. And I started to see that I also use the clutch to help me then accelerate and to move quicker. So then I started to see this clutch has a purpose and serves a need. It's not just a hindrance for me. And so just holding that thought, I started to see that the clutch serves me. And while it can slow me down to look at things more broadly, it also helps me accelerate and move forward faster. So to come full circle to my fear of failure and being in my client practice and being of service that way, I realized that fear was really a symptom or a cautionary tale that was used as my clutch to slow me down and to slow my momentum. And in the moment, it felt like a hindrance, but I now see it wasn't. It was that pause or that slowing down allowed me to look at this fear from many angles. And now I see that my failures or my past failures have been gifts, with some of them being my most profound healings. You know, if I think of this broadly over my lifetime, those big failures. And I've also been able to see that failures can be the way that the universe steers me, or my team of spirit guides are able to course correct me when I start to veer and, you know, kind of get off my path of my life's work. And that pause allowed me to go inward and even unearth all of this. So I say all of this because this simple metaphor of the clutch and your gas pedal has really turned out to be a gift in itself and helping me to slow my roll and look at this fear of failure and see just how expansive it is and the breadth and depths of wisdom that it has to offer me. So without that clutch, I would have not been able to appreciate that or see that or hold that, let alone integrate it. So that is my hope for you by listening to this episode and hearing me out, and have fun with that. I invite you to take that metaphor and see how you use your clutch and how it's working for you or against you. And I just want you to know that regardless of how you are navigating life, whether it's a manual transmission or an automatic and you're in cruise control, I see you and I honor the divine in you. Bye for now.